Good morning.
大家早上好。
I am not happy. I am joyful.
今天我不是很开心，但是我很喜乐。
And if I'm joyful from the Holy Spirit, you need to see it on my face.
如果我是从圣灵得到的喜乐，你就可以看到我的脸上。
Joy is not just an inside job.
喜乐不是我里面的一个事情。
Joy is an outside job.
喜乐是从外表上能够看出来的。
I love to come in this morning and there were some warm greetings.
今天早上来很高兴，因为很多人在那里热烈的欢迎我。
And I saw a little boy with his dad. He must have been 5, 6, maybe 7.
我看见一个小男孩和他的父亲在一起，他有可能是5, 6, 7岁。
And he said to his dad,
他对他的爸爸说，
我饿了。I'm hungry, Dad.
我饿了。
And the father did not scold him and say, you should have eaten your breakfast.
爸爸并没有在那里责备他说你应该吃早饭。
The father listened.
爸爸在那里听了。
And the boy said it again, Dad, I'm hungry.
那个小孩子又说了一声，哎，爸爸，我饿了。
And isn't that what we want to do today? We want to be hungry.
我们今天也是要这，是不是也要这样做呢？我们想说我们也饿了。
Because our dad will not scold us if we're not hungry.
如果我们说我们饿的话，我们的父亲也不会在那里责备我们。
But he wants us to be hungry, so we will take what he has for us.
我们的父亲也希望我们在那里说我们饿了，然后他就可以把他所给需要给我们的给我们吃。
I believe that the Lord has a message for all of us today.
我相信我们的主今天。有这样一个信息要给我们所有的人。
And it's the difference between being a servant or that wonderful title now, being a selfie.
今天我们就这个信息又很要紧的，就是说我们是要成为一个仆人呢，还是我们要成为一个自拍者，
and,
自己拍照片的人。
Yeah, and brothers and sisters, you know what I'm talking about when I say selfie.
我这个英文有一个字就叫 selfie， 这个字是什么意思？大家都知道，就是自拍。
You know what I'm talking about？
自己拍自己，自己拍照。
Yeah， it's the selfie， it's the taking the picture of myself。
就是这个 selfie 的意思呢，就是自己给自己拍照片。
Even though I pretend it's about something in the background， maybe。
甚至我是假装我后面有一些什么背景。
And I've seen this everywhere I travel.
我看见我不管到哪里去旅行，我都看见这样的景色。
Even the selfie stick.
那里还有一个就是自拍照的拉杆。
And I've seen people hit people. I've seen that. Yeah.
我看见别人因为这个自拍的话就碰到了别人。
So when you see somebody take a selfie, you sort of you're waiting because you don't know what's going to happen with that person.
有时候你看见那边有自拍的人的话，你就在那等一等，因为你不知道那个人要有什么危险举动出来。
Is there one more?
Yeah. 还有一个吧。等一下。
Okay. Well, you have the idea.
你看，反正现在大家知道是什么一个意思了。
Usually, when selfies take pictures, they see self.
一般来说，当那些自拍者拍照片的时候，他看见的就是自己。
Sometimes in the background, there's a nice building or a mountain or something. But really, usually, the picture is not about the background. Usually, the picture is about the person.
有时候这个自拍者后面呢有一个有名的景色，或者有有名的建筑，或者有名的雕像，但是他们一般来说在这个照片中他你只看见这个自拍者自己，那些背景都是越来越小。
Because brothers and sisters, what we recognize now is self is the great enemy sometimes of God himself.
现在我们可以意识到我们自己往往是神一个最大的敌人。
Some people who take selfies get themselves in trouble.
有一些人自拍照的时候就惹了一些麻烦。
Maybe they send it to somebody and it's not a very good choice of a picture. Maybe there's something that's not godly and that thing gets spread.
Yeah, 有时候他们把这个自拍照寄给了别人，有可能不是很好，也不是属神的，但是这个就变成了就散布到他的朋友中间去了。
And Wikipedia says it is more dangerous for death to be taking selfies than to be attacked by sharks.
我们这里有一个大众百科全书，就是说，如果自拍照的话，会比被鲨鱼吃掉更危险。
So far, it's selfie portraits 12 deaths.
现在统计下来，就是至今为止已经有十二个人因为自己拍照片而死掉。
And shark attacks 9.
如果是被鲨鱼吃掉的人呢，一共只有九个人。
People when they're taking selfies, they fall off of cliffs.
有时候人们在自拍照的时候，他就从悬崖上掉下去了。
They have fallen down stairs and died.
然后他们这个是从楼上摔到楼下，然后就摔死了。
They have been hit by trains and died.
他在自拍照的时候，后面那个火车就开过来，就把他撞死了。
Can you not hear the train coming?
自拍照的时候，你听不见这个火车来吗？
Usually I can.
一般来说我能听见。
But I'm taking a selfie.
但是我现在自己在自拍呢。
And my I train I like myself.
我在那里那么爱自己，所以我这个火车也不管了。
And as the train runs me over,
当这个火车把我压过去的时候，
I realize self was the problem.
我这才意识到，哎，自己爱自己才是个问题。
This is an iconic event because selfies are becoming the new picture of people who are absorbed with their agendas.
Yeah.这个就变成一个很奇怪的事情，就是那些自拍的人呢，就完全被他自己的爱自己所吞没了。
Wasn't self-centeredness Eve's root problem when she bit into the forbidden fruit and broke her relationship with God the Creator?
是不是这个我们知道夏娃在那里吃那个禁果的时候，他也是这样自己以忠心造成了他这样一个和神的这个犯了这个错。
Wasn't self-centeredness Adam's problem when he didn't help his wife understand that forbidden means forbidden and God would punish their disobedience?
这个自我为中心也是一个亚当的一个问题，当他没有阻止他的太太去认识到，如果吃了这个禁果的话，神会在那里会惩罚他们，因为他们是有意这样做的。
And until Jesus came to die to his own, to die for human wills,
一直等到耶稣来的时候，他为了人类的缘故，他自己去死。
And until Jesus came.To obey God by sacrificing his innocent self for every self-centered person.
是等到耶稣基督来的时候，我牺牲了他自己，虽说他自己是无辜的，但是他也是为了那些人们自己为中心。
Until Jesus came, there was no hope for forgiveness and no path back to God.
一直等到耶稣基督来的时候，那个完全我们人类完全没有指望，一直等到他来的时候，我们人类才能回到神面前去。
Self-sabotaged history.
我们自我的话，自我为中心的话，就是把这个历史给毁坏了。
And when Jesus confronted Saul, telling him that Saul was guilty of persecuting Jesus,
当耶稣在那里遇到扫罗的时候，然后他告诉扫罗，是扫罗在那里逼迫基督徒。
Saul was a selfie.
那个时候扫罗是自我为中心的，
but he was
自拍的。
He was humbled by Christ.
但是他被基督所改变，他就完全谦卑了。
And when he repented,
当这个扫罗悔改的时候，
He received forgiveness for his sins and he turned from self to start serving Jesus.
然后呢，他就悔改了，他就完全转向耶稣基督，然后他就变成了一个从一个自我为中心的人变成耶稣基督的仆人。
In some sense, Saul threw his camera away.
基本上就是那个时候说扫罗把他的照相机给扔了。
Born again by the Spirit of God, Saul began a new spiritual life, and he received new eyes and new lenses for seeing life.
Yeah, 因为他扫罗就是属灵重生了，所以就他就有了一个新的属灵的生命，然后他就看见，他就有了一个新的眼睛能够看见，然后他的喜乐也就能在那里成长。
And brothers and sisters.Saul, who became Paul, he grows in joy as his relationship with the Lord grows.
当扫罗变成保罗以后，他的关系和神的就和神的关系越来越亲密，他的喜乐也在那里越来越多。
And the song we all sang, "Knowing You, Jesus."
我们刚才所唱的歌就是认识你耶稣。
If you look at those words carefully.They easily could have been written by Paul in prison.
如果大家看那个词，仔细看那个词的话，大家会觉得，在保罗在监狱的时候，就有可能写下这些诗词。
If you're in prison like Paul is and he's innocent, you are not very happy usually.
如果你在监狱里，就像保罗的时候，完全无辜的话，你会不高兴的。
But his joy was not happiness.
但是他的喜乐并不是快乐
，because happiness is usually based on favorable circumstances.
因为快乐是基于那个有些可以使你高兴的事情上。
But joy is a relationship with Jesus in whatever circumstances you find yourself in.
但是喜乐就是和神的关系，就是在任何环境上你会发现你很高兴。
Okay, if we could go to the outline, this would be good.
我们大家现在来看一下今天要讲的这个大纲。
And thank you, Lord, when the equipment works well.
谢谢主，今天
You make us joyful when it works.
我们的这个计算机都很好用。
And we're not happy when it doesn't work. Okay, we'll get that.Brother, let's go to Philippians 2, please.
我们现在打开圣经，大家去看一下第腓立比书第二章。
Philippians 2.
腓立比书第二章。
I would like Philippians 2. Let's go instead of 1 through 9. Let's go 1 through 11. This is the basis upon which the message is coming. Would the Mandarin speak? Would the Chinese speakers please read that?Philippians 2:1-10 first, please.
大家今天这个第二章就是我们今天要讲的大纲的主要内容。我们大家中文的话先读第一章到第十节，我们中文一起读。所以在基督里若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同。有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己谦卑，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他超乎万民的名，叫一切在天上、地下和地底下的。因耶稣的名无不屈膝，不求真耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
好吧。Would the English readers join me now in Philippians 2:1-11?
英文读第二章第一节一到十一。
Therefore, if there is any encouragement in Christ, if there is any consolation of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if any affection and compassion, Make my joy complete by being of the same mind, maintaining the same love, united in spirit, intent on one purpose. Do nothing from selfishness or empty conceit, but with humility of mind, regard one another as more important than yourselves, but also for the interests of others. Have this attitude in yourselves, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, although he existed in the form of God, did not regard equality with God a thing to be grasped, but he emptied himself, taking the form of a bondservant, and being made in the likeness of men, being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. For this reason also, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name which is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee will bow of those who are in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. This is Paul, and he's chained to a Roman guard, and he's writing this letter to encourage the Philippian believers, whom he had led, many led to Christ, and it started their church.
这个就是保罗所写的，他那个时候是在监狱里面，每八个小时都是每八个小时一班，是和那个监狱的狱卒这个锁在一起的。他这个就是他所写的，但是在那里所写的是给那个腓立比教会一个会中的一个鼓励。这个腓立比教会是当初他帮助所建立的。
And brothers and sisters, last year if you were here, I illustrated the guard who's chained to Paul. Every 8 hours, they would change the chain and they would change the guard and they chain him. So Paul could not get away from his guard. Every 8 hours, he was chained.
如果去年大家在这里听我讲的话，那个时候保罗是和那个狱卒是锁在一起的，每八个小时那个狱卒就换一个，那个时候他这个保证这个保罗就不能跑掉。
And Paul's joy is so deep and contagious that the guard, I am sure, felt it and probably heard it from his prisoner.
那个时候保罗的喜乐是那样的强，那样的是会传染，所以那个时候这个狱卒我可以想象这个保罗是在向狱卒能够传讲福音。
So I've asked the question before, who's the real prisoner here?
我这里有一个问题，就是谁是真正的这个犯人。
What an opportunity, and Paul knows it.
这个保罗知道那个是一个很好的机会。
And Paul says throughout all the guards, they know that he's an innocent man, and he has been jailed because he follows Jesus Christ.
在所有的狱卒，保罗让所有的狱卒都知道他是一个无辜的人，他在那里被捆绑，因为他跟随了耶稣基督。
And so Paul knows that Jesus came to earth not to be served, but to serve others and to be a ransom for people who were imprisoned.
保罗知道耶稣基督到地上来不是让别人服侍，而是自己作为一个仆人，然后自己作为一个赎罪祭来到了地上。
There is only one perfect model for Christians to follow.
在那里只有一个完美的基督徒所要跟从的这个模式，就是一个人。
And I'll say it because I was raised in the Catholic Church. The perfect model is not the Pope.
Yeah, 我可以这样说，因为我是这个从天主教家庭长大的，那个最好的一个我们所要跟从的人不是这个主教，不是这个天主教的教皇。
The perfect model is not Billy Graham, and he'll tell you that.
最好的一个所要模仿的人不是那个大传道人 Billy Graham.
The perfect model is Jesus, the preeminent Son of God.
Yeah, 这个最好的我们要模仿的人是耶稣基督，就是神差派的神的儿子。
We follow Jesus, we follow perfection.
我们跟从耶稣，我们就是跟从了最完美的。
We will not be perfect on this earth. Amen?
我们在这个地上我们并不完美，大家同意吗？
So wives and husbands, make sure you're not looking for the perfect spouse.
这个夫妻们，你们不要在那里找一个最完美的配偶。
But we can be transformed so that more and more and more we are becoming like Jesus.
但是我们会可以被改变，我们越来越改变的话，我们就越来越像耶稣基督。
And Paul is in prison, but he is freer than anybody else in that prison.
保罗是被锁在监狱里，但是他比监狱里所有的人都更自由。
He has joy, and joy is the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
他有喜乐，这个喜乐就是圣灵所结的果子。
And joy never depends on circumstances alone.
喜乐不会是凭着某种环境而存在，它就是这样存在的。
I think that's why we say happy birthday.
所以我就说，生日快乐。
I don't think you say joyful birthday.
我们不会说，生日喜乐。
And happy is good because usually that day is circumstantial. It's a celebration based on circumstances. So you say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.这个生日快乐是一个很合适的词，因为那天的话呢，你的环境中呢是让你很快乐，所以呢，你那个时候就说，生日快乐，是整个环境都是让你很快乐的。
But what if the Christian is in his deathbed and is going to die and it's his birthday?
但是如果一个基督徒躺在床上，就在死的那天，他要快要死了，他躺在床上，那天又是他的生日，那我们怎样说生日快乐呢？
You don't come and say, "Happy birthday, hospice."
哦，你不会在那里说啊，生日快乐，hospice 我也是。
The death preparation.
啊啊啊，这个就是准备死时有 is there such?
Yes.
就是要准备死的那个仪式。
But what you want to say if you're a Christian seeing a Christian die?
但是你如果是个基督徒，你看见另外一个基督徒快要死的话
，Even though you're sorrowful because you won't see them again until heaven，
是那个时候你很难受，因为你再也看不见他了。
What you really want to say，
你真的是要说的话就是
，to this person, this Christian who is dying，
对这个将要死的基督徒，你要说的话就是
，You want to say， for me, for us to live is Christ。
你和我，活着是为基督
，but to die is gain.
但是死了也有益处。
And you don't say those words because it would seem insensitive, but that is what Paul discovered. For him to live is Christ, and if they're going to execute him, he's going to gain.
Yeah. 我那个时候看到基督徒死的话，你不会说这样的字，因为是比较敏感。但是对保罗那个时候，他就是这样说的，因为他即使是死的话，他也是这样说：活着是为基督，死了也有益处。
Paul's character is being shaped by Jesus himself.
保罗的这个品性已经完全被耶稣基督所改变。
Okay, brothers and sisters, up here, the question is, who is Timothy?
大家看看这个上面有一个问题，谁是提摩太？
Let's look at what Paul says he has observed in Timothy's life and character. Paul's going to answer that question. Who is Timothy? Paul's going to give his answer as he writes to him, to the book.
保罗在这里就是描写了他提摩太的性格，他用这样的话语，然后让我们大家能够知道谁是提摩太。
Okay.Brothers, I want you to read now what Paul says. He says it in Philippians 2, 5 verses 19 through 24. If the Mandarin speakers or the Chinese speakers would read 2, 19 through 24, that would be very helpful.
Yeah, 我们在这里看腓立比书，保罗是这样描写这个提摩太的。我们中文的话要读二章十九节到二十四节，这里就可以学到提摩太是怎样一个人。我靠主耶稣指望打发提摩太去见你们，叫我知道你们的事，心里就得着安慰。 因为我没有别人与我同心，实在挂念你们的事。别人都求自己的事，并不求耶稣基督的事。但你们知道提摩太的名证，他兴旺福音，与我同劳，待我像儿子待父亲一样。所以我一看我们是要怎样了结，就盼望立刻打发他去。但我靠着主，自信我也必快去。
Good. And the English readers, please, if you join me, Philippians 2, 19 through 24.
Yeah, 英文也是三。
But I hope in the Lord Jesus to send Timothy to you shortly, so that I also may be encouraged when I learn of your condition. For I have no one else of kindred spirit who would genuinely be concerned for your welfare. For they all seek after their own interests, not those of Christ Jesus. But you know of his proven worth, that he served with me in the furtherance of the gospel like a child serving his father. Therefore, I hope to send him immediately as soon as I see how things go with me, and I trust in the Lord that I myself will be coming shortly. Here is what Paul says about Timothy.
这里就是保罗怎样说提摩太的。
We know when he wrote Timothy two letters, 1st and 2nd Timothy, we know that Timothy was a younger man who had become a believer after Paul's first missionary journey.
我们在这里看见这个保罗写了两封书信给提摩太，第一提摩太前和书，前书和后书，我们可以知道这个提摩太是一个年轻人，他是在保罗第一次宣道的时候带着信耶稣。
And Timothy and Paul had traveled together in two of Paul's other missionary journeys, and they had, as one person said, they had suffered, they had cried, and they had laughed with each other.
提摩太和保罗在保罗的另外两次宣道旅行中也是一起同行的。在这里大家就知道他们在一起受苦，一起痛哭，也是在一起欢笑。
And Timothy had served as Paul's special trusted representative on several occasions, so he was trusted.
Yeah, 提摩太也被保罗所信任，然后在派出去做了一些事情，有好几件事情。
And when you read the personal letters of Paul, 1st and 2nd Timothy, to Timothy, Paul to Timothy, you will see a love for Timothy, you will see a mentoring and a discipleship relationship between these two men.
当我们从提摩太前书和后书中，我们也看见保罗和提摩太的关系就像一个指导的关系和一个培训的关系，他们也互相的爱护。
And it's written that Timothy probably knew Paul better than any other person, because he'd become like a son to Paul.
从这个经文中，我们也可以看见，这个提摩太和保罗的关系是那样的亲密。提摩太能够真正的懂得保罗，比其他任何人都懂得。
And conversely, Paul probably knew Timothy extremely well.
他们就像儿子和父亲的关系，同样。这个保罗也认识提摩太，非常的了解他。
Okay, let me see the hands. How many mothers do we have in this room, and how many grandmothers do we have?
我们现在举下手，这里有多少个是做妈妈的，有多少个是做祖母的
？As a grandmother, are you tired nowadays if you're helping with the children?
如果是你做祖母的话，你培养这个孙子的话，是不是觉得很烦了
？Paul knows, Paul knows that Timothy.From his mother and his grandmother, had learned the Jewish scriptures very well.
那个保罗认识这个提摩太的妈妈和他的祖母，和他的祖母，他知道他的妈妈和祖母在这个犹太律法上已经教了保罗，教了提摩太很多。
The very important roles that the mother and grandmother are playing, especially probably.Not only the scriptures, but in prayer, is going to affect this young man's character.
我们知道这个他妈妈和他的祖母一个很重要的角色，就是他在那里在教导提摩太的经文。同样，我们也知道他妈妈和祖母的祷告也改变了这个年轻人的很多的性格。
And the Christian family that can build mothers up and grandmothers up in the faith will be a Christian family that will have a powerful influence on other people.
在一个基督徒家里，如果一个母亲或者一个祖母是在那里有这样一个祷告的话，是会对家庭的成员有很大的影响。
Paul saw mother and grandmother helping Timothy become a godly character. He does not mention the dad. I don't know why, but it's the mother and the grandmother here that Timothy has a head start in the spiritual journey.
我们在这里看见保罗所提的他的提摩太的妈妈和祖母，也没有提到他父亲，不知道为什么，但是他们知道这个妈妈和祖母的祷告是给这个提摩太有很大的影响，是他属灵生命的开始的引导者。
And as Paul traveled and worked with Timothy, he also noticed that he was timid. He wasn't powerful. He was timid, and that he let other people look down on him because he was young.
Yeah. 当这个保罗和这个提摩太在一起旅行的时候，保罗发现这个提摩太是一个比较害羞的人，因为他这样的性格就让其他的人看清他。
And when Paul sent Timothy to the Corinthian church to correct problems, Timothy was not successful. He couldn't do the job there.
Yeah, 当保罗把这个提摩太派到哥林多教会去解决他们的问题的时候，这个事情并不成功。
So as Timothy's mentor and disciple, Paul knew both the positive and the negative in Timothy's life, but he didn't quit on Timothy.
当保罗在这里教导和指导提摩太的时候，他发现提摩太的长处和短处，他的强项和弱项，但是他即使知道提摩太有一些弱的地方，但他并没有放弃在那里指导提摩太。
Paul knows Timothy's character.
保罗知道提摩太的性格。
And the Greek word for character means to cut and to engrave.
这个希腊文的这个性格这个字啊，就代表有两个意义，一个就是一个切割，一个就是雕刻。
To cut and engrave.
就是雕刻和切割。
Brother, I want you, if you know what this is,
大家看一下这个是什么。
You know what it is, I want you to smile.
如果你是中国人的话，你知道这个是什么的话，希望你能够笑一笑。
If you know what the Chinese word or words are, I want you to grin.
Yeah, 如果你要知道是中国这个是中国话是怎样讲这个东西的话，大家能够。
If you know what this is.
大家看一下这个是什么。
You know that if you get it on your hands,
如果知道这个如果放在你手上的话
very difficult to get off.
是很难就拿下来了。
When Donna and I worked in mainland China,
当我的太太和我一起在中国大陆工作的时候
we had a variety of students, they were all learning English.
我看见很多的学生他们都在那里学英文。
And some of my students were medical doctors.
我的一些学生是医生。
And some of them were nurses.
有一些是护士。
When you put doctors and nurses in the same classroom,
如果你把这个医生和护士放在一个教室里的时候，
矛盾，
就有矛盾。
But it's subtle 矛盾。
好像还比较不是很大。
There's tension.
有一些紧张的地方。
And I had a brain surgeon.
我看见一个脑的医生，做脑部手术的医生。
And I loved him. He was.Becoming a good friend of mine.
我很喜欢他，他成了我的好朋友。
But he seemed to look down on the nurses.
他看上去好像看不太起这些护士。
And he liked the name when I gave English names. He picked when it came to the one that said king or emperor. He said that's me.
他喜欢那个英文的名字。我那时候给他们起英文名字，我起这个国王和皇帝的话，他就说。他就喜欢这个名字，他说哎，我就是那个王，他说我就是王。
And if he's working on your brain with a scalpel, you want him to be the king.
如果他在你的脑上动手术的话，你希望他做王。
So they were thinking, what shall we give Lao Han as a gift when he goes back to the United States? What shall we give?
那个时候他们想，是我要给老安什么礼物呢？我们要，他就给了这个礼物。
I have two of these, two classes wanted to give me.
我有两个班，他们都想给我礼物，两个都给了这个礼物。
And I love it because they thought they had my name in the old script.
我很喜欢，因为他们想我的名字是用这个旧体的文字写的。
And it's cut out, it's engraved, it won't change, it's in rock. It won't be changed.
它是那样切割出来的，它不会，它是在这个石头上，他们不会改变的。
That's the idea in character. It's been carved out and it's engraved in us.
这个就是性格的意思，就是说是被雕刻出来的，是在我们里面不会改变的。你再接受一下。
So I don't get my hands dirty.
我就不想把我的手弄脏。
But the Christian can have a character engraved with sin, but the Christian has a chance.To have that change because of the Holy Spirit and the power of God to change what looks like unchangeable. That's our hope.
Yeah,
it can change us.
一个人的性格有可能就像一个这个章一样是刻在上面的，但是我们是基督徒的话，我们就有圣灵，圣灵就给我们这样一个机会，使我们有可能改变这个性格。
So what kind of character did Paul say Timothy? He was dependable and he was loyal.
但这个保罗是说，提摩太有什么性格呢？他是忠实的，他是可以可靠的。
Timothy was self-forgetful. He was not a selfie. He was genuinely concerned about others, and he was not that concerned about himself. He was outward-centered.
提摩太他不是一个自私的人，他不是只看重自己的事情，他是一个忠心的人。他是一个愿意帮助别人的。
Paul says in the prison, he is genuine. He is the real deal.
保罗说他是一个真心的人，他是一个完全可以信靠。
He's not a phony.
他不是一个假的。
He's not a hypocrite.
他不是一个表里不一的人。
He's the real deal.
他是一个真实的人。
And so someone wrote this question, two questions that God will not ask you.
有两个问题有人写下来，这个神不会回答你。
God will not ask what your highest salary was.
神不会在那里问你的最高收入是多少。
But he will ask if you compromised your character to get that big salary.
他会问，你需不需要妥协自己，能够改变你的性格，能够得到那个高工资。
And God will not ask the color of your skin.
神也不会问你的皮肤的颜色。
But he will ask about the content of your character.
他会问你性格的内容。
Because as Christians, we have the chance to be changed from the carving that sin gave us, the sin nature fighting against God. We have the chance to have that carving changed by the Spirit of God.
Yeah. 我们作为基督徒的话，我们知道我们有这样一个性格是罪的性格，它是这样的刻在我们身上。但是因为有圣灵，我们能够改变，我们改变这个罪的性格。
How would we like someone to say these characteristics about us, especially somebody as godly as Paul?
Yeah. 如果我们就像有这样像保罗那样属灵的人说我们这样的性格的话，我们有这样的性格的话，我们会怎样感觉呢？
We're talking about character. Now let's go to the next one. Describing Epaphroditus.
我们刚才说的是性格，我们来看下面一段经文，是描述以巴弗提的一个经文。
Okay, now brothers and sisters, I want you to stand up, please.
弟兄姐妹们，大家能不能起立？
And I want the Mandarin, the Chinese speakers to please read Philippians 25 through 30. And while you're standing, you can do this.
大家站的时候都要做一些伸张动作。我们现在要读的是《腓立比书》第二章二十五节，二十五节到这边结束。
25 through 30，
二十五节到三十节。
Yeah.
好。然而，我们想，巴伯提到你们那里去，他是我的兄弟，与我一同做工，一同当兵，是你们所差遣的。也是供给我所需要，他很想念你们众人，并且极其难过，因为他听见他病了，他实在是病了，几乎要死。然而神怜悯他，不但怜恤他，也怜恤我，免得我忧上加忧。 所以我越发急速打发他去，叫他们再见你，就可以喜乐，我也可以少些忧愁。你们要在那接待他，并且要尊重这样的人，因为克拉多基督的功夫几乎要死，不顾性命，要补足你们供给我的不足之处。
How about good? And the English readers, please.
英文。
But I thought it necessary to send to you Epaphroditus, my brother and fellow worker and fellow soldier, who is also your messenger and minister to my need. Because he was longing for you all and was distressed because you had heard that he was sick. For indeed he was sick to the point of death, but God had mercy on him, and not on him only, but also on me, so that I would not have sorrow upon sorrow. Therefore, I have sent him all the more eagerly, so that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and I be less concerned about you. Receive him then in the Lord with all joy, and hold men like him in high regard, because he came close to death for the work of Christ, making his life complete what was deficient in your service to me. Very good. Please sit down. As I describe Epaphroditus and then take us to the summary.
Yeah, what? 描述一下这个以弗阿波提。
Epaphroditus' name means charming.
以弗阿波提的意思就是很
He was winsome.
他是很喜乐。Yeah. 很可爱。
Good. Thank you. Participation is good.
Very good. 他是很讨人喜欢的，不是可爱，是讨人喜欢的。他就是使人快乐的。
And Epaphroditus had been sent to Paul to minister, to visit him in prison, to minister to him, to pray with him, to be an encouragement to him. And the Philippians sent him to Paul.
Yeah, 以弗阿波提呢是腓立比教会的人呢，把他差派去看保罗的。他和保罗在一起监狱里。
And he risked his life. It doesn't tell you what happened. He risked his life, and he almost died when he went to help Paul.
Yeah, 他冒了险，冒了他生命的危险，他去那里帮助保罗，也没有提这个是怎样一个故事和过程。
The Greek says that Epaphroditus, death was like a next door neighbor. He was that close to dying.
Yeah, 这个在这里原文就这样描述，就是他就像死亡，就像在隔壁一样，就是在这里描述这个以巴弗提所面临的。
So in describing Epaphroditus, Paul uses these four characteristics.
在描述这个以巴弗提的时候，保罗用了四个特性来描述以巴弗提的性格。
First is brother.
第一个，他就是弟兄。
And the Greek means coming from the same womb.
这个希腊原文就是说从同一个子宫出来的。
They're close. They're similar starting place.
是那样的关系紧密，是完全从一个地方开始的。
And there are similar values that are tried. They're from the same womb.
他们有完全的性格，他们是从同一个子宫出来的。
I'll tell you that when in Chinese circles, when they introduce me as Brother Andrews, that is the best introduction ever.
在华人的圈子里，别人这样描述我的时候，就说这个是Andrew 弟兄的话，这是对我最好的介绍。
And I love that the same womb, same cause, same gospel, same direction. Beautiful.
Yeah. 我是那样喜欢，因为就是叫同样的弟兄，同样的子宫，同样的方向，同样的一起的一起。
Yeah, good. And then the next phrase, fellow worker.
第二个性格就是说是同工，是同时一起做工的。
And although Paul is famous and he's powerful, he still sees Epaphroditus as a fellow, a co-worker.
那个时候保罗是很有名，是那样的著名，但是他同样也把这个以巴弗提当作是自己的同工。
They're building the kingdom of God together.
他们在一起在同时建立神的王国。
They're not trying to outdo each other. They're building it together.
他并没有说要在相互要比谁厉害，他们是在那里一同建立神的王国。
And although in the kingdom different workers have different gifts and different roles and different spiritual gifts. The call is to work together for the kingdom and for Christ's body.
在神的王国中，不同的弟兄有不同的恩赐，也有不同的能力，但是中心的就是在神的王国中，大家一起在建立这个神的王国。
Someone said this at the foot of the cross, everyone's level.
这有些有人这样说，在十字架的前面，这个地是平的。
Equal worth before God.
大家在神面前是一起是平等的。
Different roles,
不同的角色
yes, but equal worth. Men and women clearly from Jeff, equal worth in God's eyes.
在神的眼光中，男和女是一样的，是完全平等的角色。
Different gifts, different responsibilities, but equal worth. Paul knows this, and he believes this.
不同的恩赐，不同的角色，但是是完全一样的。保罗是这样知道的。
The next description is a messenger.
第二，下面一个这个对以巴伯提的描述就是他是传信息的人。
In Greek, it means sent on a mission.
在这个希腊文中，就是因为一个使命而差派出去。
But Paul knew that Epaphroditus missed. He was homesick for the Philippians and for the where he came from.
但保罗知道这个以巴弗提在他在一起的时候，他很想念他的家乡的就是差派他出来的哥林多教会。
Brother, how many of you have ever been homesick?
弟兄姐妹们，大家有多少是很想家的？
And you wanted to go home to the familiar, to the language, to the food, to the friends. You wanted to go.
你大家很想家，很想回到自己所熟悉的环境中，有熟悉的食物啊，那个家。
And when you missed that home, whatever that was, and couldn't go, you did not feel well.
因为你想家，你很想念回到以前去的地方，但是因为你不能去，所以你就不舒服。
And Paul, being mature, is going to send the very man who's his co-worker. He's going to let him go back to see his people, and because he'd almost died, but he's going to send him, even though it means Paul's going to lose a little bit.
Yeah, 保罗在那里就是知道这个情况，他就很愿意让这个以巴伯提回，因为想家的回到他的自己的。那些人中间去，即使他要损失一些。
And Paul never said, No, let's take selfies together. No, I know you're homesick, I know that, but that's okay. Be a man, stand up, let's take selfies, just the two of us.
Yeah, 保罗在那里并没有搂着这个以巴弗提说，我不要回去了，我们一起来自己拍个照片，我知道你想家，但是你要是有一个男人的样子，不要回去。
Paul said, no, don't take selfies, be a servant.
Yeah. 保罗在那里说，我们不要自己拍，给自己拍照片，我们要做神的仆人。
So brothers and sisters, let us look at the last part and we'll be done.
弟兄姐妹们，我们看最后一部分我们就好了。
I termed it by applying it, joyful servant, disciple makers are really needed in the body of Christ.
我这里是这样写的，喜乐的仆人和我们要，我们真的是需要这个培养使徒的，培养门徒的人。
Men and women, joyful disciple makers. That's what the body of Christ really needs.
Yeah.我们不管是男是女，我们这个圣经中所需要的，就是我们都成为培养门徒的人。
Joyful servant，
就是喜乐的仆人。
Disciple maker，
培养门徒的。
All needed today especially，
我们今天都已经特别的需要。
And so the problem will be。self，
这个问题就是我们是不是要自己拍照自拍
？To be joyful, to be a servant, to be a disciple maker, you have to put the camera away.
如果你要喜乐，如果你要成为培养门徒的人，你一定要把你的照相机给放下来。
And brothers and sisters, for those of you in your lifetime who has had a man or a woman come to you and love you and disciple you to Christ, if you've had that person come, or several, you know what a difference it will make in your life. You know that.
弟兄姐妹们，如果你在你的生命中有一个男或者有个女到你这里来，是给你传讲福音，你知道这个是多么的不一样。
7 men I can count in Seattle, in Denver where we live, in Los Angeles, I can count on those men who came to me and like a father, instructed me in the ways of the Lord. 7 men.
我在我的生命中，我有七个弟兄到在我的生命中到我面前来，不管我是以前住在丹佛，还是住在洛杉矶，还是住在西雅图，那有七个他到我面前来，传讲福音，我是知道他们这些人在我的生命中改变了我有多少。
And one of them is just about 90 years old now.
有一个现在大概90岁。
At 42 years old, as a bachelor, he went to Japan as a missionary, and he learned Nihongo very well.
Yeah. 他42岁的时候，他一个人单身到了日本，他学了日本话，学了那么的好。
It doesn't matter where I am, he always finds me to say hello and to see how are you doing.
不管我在哪里，他总是有办法找到我。他在那里问我：“你好吗？最近怎样？”
And I called him the other night, and you can hear he's slowing down just a little bit.
Yeah, 有一天晚上前几天，我打电话给他，你是感觉到他好像现在慢了一下来。
And one of the other men, some of you know him, David Adney.
另外一个人叫 David Adney 的人。
He was the man that talked with us and.Helped us pray, and eventually we got to mainland China to work as foreign experts.
Yeah, 那个时候他为我们祷告，也和我们劝勉，最后使我们下决心到大陆去工作。那个时候作为一个海外差派的。
Men who were not looking out for just themselves, but were looking out to take other men forward as a disciple of Christ.
Yeah, 一个人应该是不是只是看在自己，而是应该去帮助别人，使其他人也能往前行一步。
They took me traveling with them.
他带着我们一起去旅行。
We worked together in the gospel sharing.
我们在那个分享圣经的时候一起工作。
I saw their strengths.
我看见他们的长处。
I saw some weaknesses.
我看见他们的弱点。
They saw my weaknesses.
他看见我们的弱点。
And they still loved me.
但是他还是这样的爱我们。
And so this is what Paul is writing. He's talking about joy in being a servant, and the highest model is Jesus, and that's who Paul is going to give his life for, and he's not going to complain at all.
这个就是我们所看见的，就是保罗是那样的喜乐，他在那里服侍别人，也把耶稣基督作为我们的最好的模仿的。然后他有那样完全的喜乐在里面。
Pray with me, Father in heaven.
和我们一起祷，和我一起祷告。
When you look at our nature, our character,
你看我们的性格
，and we have not been born again.
我们还没有重生。
We will be very self-centered.
我们是还是这样自我为中心。
And we will not be able to get back to you.
我们这样的话是不能到你面前的。
But Father in heaven, as you came to many of us and won us with your love,
但父神啊，你到了我们中间，你赢得了我们这么多人
，and took us into your word, the living word of God,
让我把我们带到你活的话语中
，and gave us spiritual gifts to serve the body,
给我们一个属灵的生命，能够让我们服侍我们这个群体
，and gave us opportunities to serve you,
给我们这样一个特权，让我们能够服侍你。
And gave us the great commandment,
给我们这样一个大使命。
And the great commission,
大的使命。
Of going and making disciples for you,
去使天下人做你的门徒。
Lord, would you help us, please?
主啊，能不能帮助我们
？To not waste our life on just ourselves,
不要浪费我们的生命，只是看重我们自己。
But to not only look on our own interests,
不单只看着我们自己的兴趣
but also to the interests of other people.
也要看别人的需要
Would you make your disciples, Lord, and would you use us?
主啊，你能不能培养你的门徒？你能不能用我们
？Men and women，
男人和女人
，those who love you，
那些爱你的人
，to make disciples for you，
然后使众人做你的门徒
，not for ourselves，
不是为我们自己。
Seal it, Lord. If this is a true message, would you seal it to our hearts and minds?
主啊，你看这是不是你给我们真的信息？这个信息要达到我们的心中。
Please delete anything that was not true or over illustrated or over exaggerated.
主啊，请你能够删除那些你不是你从你来的，或者是过分的，或者是不正确的话语。
In your hands, Lord, it can be your message.
在你的手上。那就是你的信息。
And we pray you'll bless the folks here.
主啊，我们在这里祷告，愿你能够祝福在这里的人。
And speak with each of us in our hearts.
在我们的心中对我们说话。
Be servants, not selfies.
让我们成为一个仆人，而不是自拍的人。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名我们祷告。阿门。